I'm so fired up for what I'm going to share with you today. It's not only going to make you more productive this year, but it also will bring fulfillment and help you live out your God-given calling and purpose. I want to ask you, have you ever seen those cheesy Elvis impersonators? I know you have. Each one rocking that iconic jumpsuit and each one trying to embody the spirit of the king. Yet no matter how hard they try, they'll never be him. And each one of them, underneath the wig and the rhinestones and they're unmistakably themselves. You are the only you, and they are the only them. It's time to stop comparing and stop trying to fit into someone else's mold. Stop being an Elvis impersonator. Stop being an Alex Hormozi impersonator. Stop being a fill-in-the-blank, the person that you are trying to be, and start being the person that God has called you to be. Stop trying to be a circle, trying to shove yourself and squeeze yourself into a square hole. Life isn't a competition, nor should you live life like someone else. Stop trying to be someone else. That wasn't even my main topic today. I just felt like you watching, you listening needed to hear that. Because so often we get caught up in this comparison trap, especially when we're in these times, the beginning of a new year, and we see others doing better than we are. When you're reading the Bible, don't read it with just a religious lens. If you read it from a practical lens and you stop looking at it for religion and start looking at it for principle and promises and practices and pattern, and when you understand that you start looking for the pattern, why? Because if you can look for the patterns, you can find the patterns that tell you how you can create something new based on the old pattern. A blueprint for a house is a pattern. Well, the Bible is filled with patterns that show us how to make and create. You know, the Hebrew day actually starts at night, not day. Now you're probably thinking, what does all this have to do with productivity? Well, because when the day starts in the evening and goes to the morning, well, we see that God's going to turn your nights into day. And see, Satan wants it to be the opposite. He wants to try to turn your days into night. He wants to try to turn your dark, your light into dark, but God has it another way. See, productivity is really important in being successful. And excellence scales incrementally, but mediocrity scales exponentially. See, most people don't care enough to be something. They don't care enough to do something. They don't care enough to do more than the average. The percentage of people care enough to become more than average, do more than average, have more than average, gets smaller and smaller as the number of people get larger and larger. We now have a choice. Like, I don't have to be a victim of my circumstances. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstances, because there is almost no competition at the elite level, because most people just don't care enough to be that elite. You think about how many basketball players, how many football players have been in the history of the sports, but how many have been really great? I'm talking about the Michael Jordans, the Kobe Bryant, the Shaquille O'Neals, the you name it. How many of those are great compared to all the athletes that have been out there? Less than 20, maybe. And so when you think about this, we can have a decision. We can make a decision today. I am not going to be one of the mediocre many. I am going to be one of the fantastic few. When God created everything in Genesis chapter 1, he created three categories. And in these categories, in this creation, the first category he created in creation was creation itself. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the grass, the water, the trees. And then the second category that he created was the creatures, the cats, the dogs, the armadillos, the alligators, the monkeys. And the last thing he created was creatine. I'm kidding. But that is a great supplement for many reasons. But that's another topic for another day. The last thing he created was creators. Creators, creatives. He created man in his image. Now, I want you to see this. The reason I'm talking about this, I don't want you to get lost in this idea of productivity for the sake of productivity, right? I just want you to understand that you can find purpose in your productivity. You can find fulfillment in your productivity. The first thing I want you to see is God started talking different when he created man. So if you go back to Genesis 1, verse 3, it says, "And God said, let there be light." When God was creating creation, he just said, "Let there be." But when God started creating and God said, said, let there be earth, bring forth. After God created the earth, he set up his concept called delegation. He said, I am going to create things, and I'm going to create things that create things that create things. He didn't say, let there be man. And he didn't say, let the waters bring forth man. He didn't say, let the earth bring forth man. God made man. He didn't talk to the earth. He didn't talk to the water or the seas. He started talking to himself. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the creatures and creation. That is why this is imperative. That's why this is so important. We are not running out of resources. I'll say it again. You may see a looming economic depression, but we are not running out of resources. God gave man dominion. God made us to make stuff. He created us to create stuff. But creation by itself does not create fulfillment or purpose in us. And that is why people don't feel fulfilled unless they are connected. And why is this? Because we were made in the image of God, and God connects. Therefore, you can be partially fulfilled if all you do is create. This is why some rich people are so miserable, because they're great at creating and terrible at connecting. And you can't be fulfilled if all you do is create. You may make stuff. You've got this great big kingdom of all your stuff that you made, but you don't have anybody to share it with. The reason a man and a woman get married is because they want that connection. I've always wanted a wife since the first time I ever saw a girl. I've always wanted a family to take care of. Having creation and connection makes us feel more fulfilled than just having creation alone. The beauty of connection is it creates conflict, which is actually a healthy thing. When it produces in us empathy, compassion, self-discipline, self-awareness. I remember wise words my pastor once told me right before I got married. And he said, marriage reveals to you just how selfish you really are. It's so true. This is why when we are productive and not purposeful or connected, then we're unfulfilled, because we don't have a why. A reason greater than ourselves. It also develops the skill of speaking the truth in love. See, having creation that makes us feel way, way, way more fulfilled than not having creation, right? But then God does this amazing thing by sending his son. He had this thing called contribution. The ultimate in fulfillment is when our lives are a beacon of creation, connection, and contribution. Then we will say, I am fulfilled. Then we will say that I am living with purpose, on purpose. See, I made something that makes other people's lives better. I'm fulfilled. I'm filled to be full. I am filled to pour out because I'm connected with other people who are not me. And I can do something good for somebody who's not me. I can put a smile on somebody's face who's not me. That makes me feel connected. Then I can contribute to somebody who's not me. So you waiting for the answer to the title of this episode, how do you find your purpose through productivity? It is hidden in what I've been sharing so far. Productivity is useless without purpose behind it. Stop chasing more money, more numbers, more followers, and influence, and start seeking God for your purpose. At the core of each of us is a desire to impact others, to contribute to something greater than ourselves, to contribute to something greater than ourselves. From there, then we can build the pattern and the systems and the strategies to really soar this year. Don't go another year of your life chasing empty, selfish ambitions. Instead, get in line with God's purpose for your life. Now, you may be saying, but Red, I've never been really religious. And I would say, neither am I. But I have been growing in a relationship with God. What does that mean? I go to him, not dead traditions made by people that are no longer alive anymore, but instead I follow the living word and partner with the Holy Spirit of God. And I fell in love with the truth that we were created to create, connect, contribute. Now, tapping into those three things, and you will find the purpose in your productivity. You will find the fulfillment in the effectiveness in what you were doing. Now, I hope that you found today's video encouraging. As always, I hope that you, if you haven't subscribed already, hit that subscribe button and let's connect. Let's join this community of champions and let's really soar in what we're going after this year. And I want to partner with you in this. So comment below and let me know how I can effectively help you be more productive, more effective, and become a better husband, father, and leader this year. And as always, friend, I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best we conquer this week.